Now, we partnered with TheWolverine.com and On3.com for this Championship Friday takeover, and Ivan Maisel is one of the best college football insiders. You know the name. He's with On3.com. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome in, Ivan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Your thoughts on where we were before the season started and what was being said nationally about Jim Harbaugh in Michigan and where we are today on the eve of the Big Ten championship football game?
Well, nothing was being said about Michigan nationally. That's where we were. That's where Michigan was. They were, you know, I think people thought last year was an aberration. For all the reasons that we understand, both internal and external, but you know, there was no talk about Michigan at the beginning of the year that I remember.
What impressed you the most about that Michigan-Ohio State game? Maybe something you didn't expect that you watched that helped Michigan not only win that game, could help them beat Iowa tomorrow night, and maybe even run through the Final Four and win the national championship. What stuck out to you?
Well, a couple of things. I think they played error-free football, by and large, which is unusual any Saturday, but especially in a rivalry game against an opponent of that magnitude. And the way that they controlled both sides of the line of scrimmage. You know, I didn't expect that. I mean, you know, we all knew that Ohio State has had its troubles, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but they seem to get better every week. And, you know, and the way they toyed with Michigan State, you know, I certainly fell for that. And I guess Michigan didn't, did they?
Yeah, they have really been on a mission since they blew that 16-point lead at Michigan State. They're taking on an Iowa team that has a pretty good defense, but one of the weaker offenses, second to the bottom in the Big Ten. I expect Michigan to win this. And this college year, it really kind of shows in this Heisman race, which I'll get to in a moment. But outside of Georgia, this year in college football hasn't really been about power teams.
No, it's been fascinating in that regard. I mean, you know, Georgia, there was one point, you know, I said jokingly a few weeks ago, not long ago, that I didn't want to rank anybody number two. I thought that was the difference between Georgia and everybody else. And it's been fascinating, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a really entertaining season. But you know, we haven't really seen great teams other than Athens, other than the one in Athens, and we've got a Heisman race that's kind of the same way. You know, there's no guy that, even at this late date, really stands out. So I'm very curious as to what happens with that as well.
Ivan Maisel from On3.com, national college football insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Even when you look at the Heisman race, kind of sums up this season minus Georgia, and I agree with you, start to where we are now, nobody's been better than the Dogs. But you look at where we're at on whether it's Stroud, Young, Hutchinson, Pickett, Kenneth Walker. You know, we didn't know Kenneth Walker as a transfer from Wake Forest would do what he did at Michigan State. Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan, nobody was on the national radar for that team. You had Stroud coming in young, a first-time starter, and now I'm trying to figure out who has the better game tomorrow. Hutchinson or Young may end up winning the Heisman. What do you think?
I don't think Hutchinson has the same support nationally that he has among your listeners. you know, but I mean, but it, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I would. I'm very curious, as you know, because the Georgia defense has flummoxed everybody this year, and if they do to Bryce Young what they've done to everybody else, and you know, I don't know how he's the front runner anymore, and then where are we?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, which is what you're asking me, and I don't have an answer for you. I mean, I think, you know, Kenneth Walker I was ready to vote for until Ohio State, and You know, maybe Kenny Pickett blows it up tomorrow night. You know, he's had an incredible year as a quarterback, and you talk about taking a team from nowhere to somewhere. I mean, I think Pickett has done a great job. You know, I mean, he's a guy I'm going to watch very carefully tomorrow. And but certainly, you know, if Aiden plays like he did last week, that's going to grab a lot of attention, as well it should. And if Will Anderson at Alabama plays as he has the last half of the season, you know, I think there are two defensive guys.
And maybe even three if you throw in Jordan Davis, because you really look at the National, and I agree with the Heisman. If you went Midwest right now, I think Hutchinson would carry a lot of weight with C.J. Stroud, and after beating him, maybe close to equal. But Bryce Young, if he leads Alabama past Georgia, I think it's a lock. He's the Heisman winner, and there's C.J. Stroud and Hutchinson and Pickett. I think it's that group of four right now, and Hutchinson would – he'd need just a dominating performance, that the wow factor, kind of like he gave last week, again, against Iowa, and Young would have to lose to Georgia. But the fact that we don't even know who the best player is in college football, that we know of one team that's dominant – I love it, because there's so many storylines going into this championship weekend.
Well, I agree, and I think it's kind of nice. That's really how it should be. We ought to let the entire season play out before we make any decisions, and this year we're being forced to, and I think it's good.
Before I let you go, do you believe the college football playoff will be expanded to that conversation of 12 teams, and could it happen as soon as a year from now?
I don't think it will happen next year. I think the window, I could be wrong. Maybe they could, well, of course, they can do whatever they want. But I think a lot of things would have to line up for them to be able to get it done by next year. They're going to make a decision in January in Indianapolis, one way or the other. In vis-a-vis expansion, I think they have to do it. And I'm a guy that always liked the 14 playoff, but I think it's time to expand to get more teams involved. And as I say that out loud, I'm realizing this year more teams are involved. So, but I don't think there's any interest in keeping it at four anymore.
And the coaching movement this week, and Freeman getting the ND job, and Kelly developing a Southern accent in a day down at LSU, and Lincoln Riley getting that unbelievable deal at USC, and we haven't even had the championship games this weekend. I love it with college football. You can follow it on 3.com. Ivan Mizell, a great college football insider. Fantastic resume joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. My friend, thank you for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.